God Sees Through Our Masks by Ann Peterson, read by Ellie Johnson. But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." 1 Samuel 16:7. Things look different now. Depending on where you live, some people still must put on masks when they are around others. And in some places around the world right now, people can't even go outside. They're in complete lockdown. With our masks on, we look the same. People can only see our eyes. Except for God, of course, He looks at our hearts. Before masks, when we'd look at people's faces, we'd draw conclusions. That person is smiling. Things must be going well for them. The person with the scowl must be having a difficult day. And the one who won't have eye contact, well, who knows what they're going through. But God sees through our masks, our cloth or paper ones, or even the masks we wear underneath our other masks. For a long time, I'd learned the art of hiding behind my smile. It was not a real smile, but one I'd grab right before I head out the door. God saw right through that smile of mine. People may read faces, but God reads our hearts. Even when our hearts are slammed shut, and I know this because that used to be my heart after I suffered a miscarriage and then was told I had come in contact with someone who had tuberculosis. I was ordered to take INH, a slow-acting drug that I would take for a full year, and then came the words that angered me. "I don't want you to get pregnant while you're on that medication." I could feel the anger rising inside of me, and a wall formed around my broken heart, and no one could get in. From then on, I thought I was portraying myself the same as always. But one day, when my husband was in the army in Germany, we attended a fellowship gathering and I met one of the new chaplains. After talking with me for just a few minutes, Chaplain Bowker looked at me and said, "I sense within you a rage." Totally exposed, I retorted, "You've got that right." I don't know who was more surprised, the chaplain or me. God graciously let me meet this chaplain who arranged counseling sessions with the nurse. And God knew I was hurting, and He didn't want me to stay there. It took a while, but eventually God healed my broken heart, and the wall I had built around it came down. I recently heard a new song by Nathan Peterson. It's called Masks. I cannot listen to the words of this song without picturing God Himself saying these words. "You are not alone. I am here. I am here with you now." Maybe God is saying the same thing to you right now.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists. When he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed, maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.